FM. Very big celeb has been in South Australia.
Yes.
Russell Crowe.
Wow.
Big exclusive for SAFM. Mm-hmm. We've tracked him down. We've got an exclusive interview. Yeah, with Russell Crowe. Are you there? Good morning, Rusty.
Yeah, g'day, folks. How you going?
Yeah, good, buddy. Welcome to South Australia. What have you been doing in our great state, mate?
I went up to the Barossa Valley there, Coz.
Yep.
And the SA Art Gallery, because I'm bloody cultured.
Okay, well, how was the art gallery?
Yeah, full of paintings, Coz.
Oh, do you like any of them, mate, or was there anything that floated your boat?
Yeah, of course. I bloody love art.
What did you like about the paintings in particular, mate? Was there something you went, that's...
I love it when they make pictures you can recognise.
Oh, yeah?
Like houses or trees.
You're right there, Russ.
Rusty, you with us, mate?
Russell. Are you laughing at your own gear, Russell?
Russell, you laughing at your own jokes is like a guy I know.
Yeah, we know a guy who loves his own gear.
Is that right? Yeah. Or paintings of people.
Now, Russ, I've seen a picture of you in the paper today and on the gram. Look, I don't mean to be unkind, but you probably got a little bit rounder and you've got this massive white beard. Are you preparing for an upcoming role? Are you getting into character?
Yeah, righto, Beck. Calm down. See your heart rate's getting up there. That picture of me. Yeah, I'm playing Santa in an upcoming biopic of his life, but we've halted filming.
Oh, there's been a lot of that, mate. COVID rules has stopped you filming?
No, of course, no. I got stuck in a chimney.
Oh, no.
So they're widening all the chimneys.
I think I speak on behalf of all of the state. I think we've had enough, mate.
Yeah, thanks, Russell.
You, Russell.
Enjoy.
Hang on,
home.
Hang on a sec. Hey, guys. What? Hey, Beck, are you still married?
The ring's Beck. Just coming off right now, Russell.
All right, thank you.
I was going to say, if you think you are going, double check and get back to me.
Yeah, I think a little out of character, but anyway. Yeah. Beck, Cozzy and Lima on SAFM. That got weird.
Get that funny feeling in the morning.
Beck, Cozzy and Limo for breakfast.
Gotta admire Russell Crowe and the things he does for the movie industry. He's building a movie studio in Coffs Harbour.
I love him. Mm. I love him. Ever since I saw Gladiator, I went, that man is the best.
Yeah.
He is, I've loved him ever since Romper Stomper, I gotta say, as well. Oh. Just an amazing actor. But this thing's gonna cover 100 acres.
Wow.
And cost nearly $500 million. But basically, it'll be Hollywood in Australia. It's going to be incredible.
He also donated some paintings to an art exhibition I went to the other day at the art gallery.
Really?
And he's just paid to save the life of a kookaburra at Australia's zoo.
But unbelievable.
He was talking to Carrie and Tommy yesterday when I was listening to their show. And I thought, why did Carrie and Tommy get all the big interviews?
You got a bit jelly, did you?
I got a little bit. I'm like, Carrie's gets all the...
That's the hotline.
I haven't heard that phone ring before in here. It's from the 1960s. We should pick it up.
Do you want to answer that?
Yeah, okay. Hello? Who's this?
Oh, you might want to pick that up,
Sorry.
Mate.
Oh, man. Oh, no. Oh, shit. Lima, you need to get at least 90 seconds into it, mate. Here we go.
Lima's not there. Lima's left the studio.
G'day, Beck. How you doing, Dal?
Oh, my God, it's Russell Crowe coming through. Thank you.
Always love a bit of one-on-one time with the Rose of Adelaide.
hey, Russell, it's Cozzy here.
Great. Thumbs Costello.
Oh, this is such a coincidence. Hey, mate, we were just talking about the movie studio that you guys are building in Coffs Harbour.
Yeah, it's almost like I knew you were having that conversation.
Seriously, though, Russ, it's just an amazing thing that you're doing for the Australian film industry.
Thanks, Beck. When you're incredibly wealthy and famous like I am, you can do whatever you want.
Oh, sweet as, mate. That's unreal. What other things do you do, like, on account of being, super wealthy and famous and all?
Yeah, well, because I recently wore tracksuit pants and a blue singlet to the opera.
Oh, wow, that's so cool. What else?
Yeah, I bought her a flight to LA with a McDonald's Happy Meal stuffed in my pants. upsized it too.
Yeah, I didn't need those pics, Ross. And that's great, but have you done anything a bit more, you know, maybe constructive?
Great question, Beck, as always.
Yeah, thank you. Well, anything, Ross?
Yeah, just a few days ago, I saved the life of a kookaburra at Australia Zoo. You guys were talking about it just before Limo ran out of the studio.
Has Limo gone?
Yeah, I don't know where he's gone. Something to do with his prostate.
He has to go to the toilet really frequently.
Hey, anyway, Rusty, what happened to that kookaburra?
Yeah, you've been a bit mean to Limo.
Well, he's not here to defend himself.
He'll be back.
Stay in character.
You're nearly there, mate. You've only got four lines to go.
Oh, we're nearly there. You wrote it down for us.
What happened to the kookaburra, Rusty?
Yeah, because it swallowed a fish hook.
Wow.
How did it do that?
It was pretending to be a fish. It was very good at it, too. Oh, good.
So did you remove the fish hook yourself?
Could have, if I wanted to, Beck. Could have. Because I'm very rich and very famous. But in the end, I let a vet perform that life-saving endoscope.
You are amazing, Rusty. Absolutely amazing.
I sure am, Coz. And I can tell you that fish impersonations have been officially banned at Australia Zoo.
Hey, Rusty, you're looking pretty good too. Have you lost some weight?
Sure have. I'm hot right now. And the webcam adds 20 kilos too, Beck. You should see me in real life.
Thank you, Russell.
I love you too, Beck. See you in the movie
Ross.
Studio.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
See. We've got another phone call coming through. We better go.
It's Lima.
Hey, guys.
You just missed an exclusive interview.
Yeah, exclusive.
Oh, my God. No.
Again?
Yes.
Things are going well for Russell Rusty Crowe, it appears. He's just installed a sauna on the balcony of his $25 million Woolloomooloo apartment in Sydney.
Very nice. How do you reckon the neighbours would feel about that, just by the way?
Are you even allowed to do that?
Also, on the balcony, like, I've never heard of an outdoor sauna, but, well, I guess maybe in, I don't know, New Zealand or... you know, somewhere like that. But seriously, that's...
Wow.
That's that weird phone.
That's the bat phone. Hello?
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 You might want to pick that up.
Yeah, got it. Who's this?
G'day, Beck. How are you, love?
Oh, my God, it's Russell Crowe. We were just talking about you.
Oh, I know. That's why I called through.
Oh, wow. So do you listen to the show, like, every day?
No, because I just happened to be listening.
Because it's kind of like we knew, like you knew that we're actually going to talk to you.
Yeah, well, I did read about it on the run sheet.
Well, Rusty, you might be able to confirm for us yet. Have you really built an enormous sauna on your balcony?
I sure have, Beck. Do you want to come and check it out? I'm actually in here right now. You're keen to join me?
It actually sounds more like a spa.
It does, sorry.
Oh, does it, Cos?
Yeah.
Hang on a sec. Someone will lose their job over this. There we go, that's better. It's actually... It's a Scandinavian barrel. Sauna, Beck. Right. With plenty of room for you, Dar.
Oh, jeez.
Actually, where's Limo going? He's gone to the toilet again. Yeah. Now, how do your neighbours feel about it?
Well, Beck, I am Maximus Relaxius Saunius, commander of my balcony and general of the Finger Wolf Apartments at Woolloomooloo, and loyal servant to the true emperor, the bloke who built this sauna.
Okay. Hey, Russ, is it true that your joint's worth like $25 million?
That's right, Cos.
Yeah, how do you know it's worth
25 mil? Well, Beck bought it for 14 mil, then I moved in, bang, 25 mil.
Hey, Russell, I don't know whether you've heard, we've just gone into lockdown here in South Australia. How are you coping with lockdown over there in Sydney?
With what?
lockdown.
Oh, yeah, because it's tough.
Oh.
This morning, I'm getting a chopper up to Byron Bay to see our little Matty Damon and... What's going on with that sauna?
Well, you keep putting you're putting water on the hot rocks. Still, right?
Is that what that is?
Yeah. I've got a little helper comes in and chucks water on it. He just doesn't understand radio.
Keep going. A few lines left. Come on. We need to get to the traffic.
And I'm catching up with Muscles Hemsworth as well.
Oh wow. Well, what's so tough about that? It sounds like a pretty sweet job.
Matt Damon's a flog cause.
Oh, really?
And how you can spend your afternoon then?
Oh, Beck, I've got Caitlin Jenner coming over for a sauna. A little later. Right. You can join us if you want.
All right. Thanks, Rusty.
Thank you, Russell. Yeah.
Love you, Beck.
Yes. Oh,
wow. Hi, Russell.
Goodbye. Thank you, Russell.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Limo's just come back from the toilet. Limo, you just missed Russell Crowe calling in again. How does that always happen?
Get that Adelaide feeling.
With Beck, Cozzy and Limo for breakfast.
Some bad news for Russell Crowe. Oh, no. His movie Poker Face that he's shooting in New South Wales with Liam Hemsworth.
Yeah.
Has been shut down just 6 days out of the completion of filming because there's a COVID case amongst the crew.
Oh, no.
Oh, God. Hang on a minute. It's that weird phone. I'll answer it. Hello, SAFM. Who's this?
G'day, folks. How you going?
Oh, Rusty, is that you?
Russell!
Good to talk to you, Beck. How are you, darling?
Yeah, I've missed you, mate. Hey, bad news about your film shutting down.
Terrible, but, mate. COVID.
Are you doing okay? Have you been swabbed in the nasal cavity?
Fit as a fiddle, Beck. Great to be talking to you. You always put a little spring in my step.
Russell, this is an amazing... Amazing opportunity for us to have a chat to you. Russell, how many people exactly are on set at the moment?
Sorry, Fozzie, what was that?
How many people are on set for your filming? That's a pretty big deal. People. Actors.
Yeah, it's a big set, a lot of people, cos. A lot of people. Hard to put a number on a lot coming and going. Hard to say.
I mean, there's 100. The gaffer and the best boy and the rigger.
Yeah, they're all good. They're all good.
What about the roles of the people? Like, what were they doing, the ones that were hit down by the COVID?
Gaffer, best boy.
Where's Limo?
And the second best boy.
Hang on, I just... Limo!
Limo's gone to the toilet.
Limo, we've got Russell.
He's
going to
be disappointed every single time Russell calls in.
As a show, are we sure this is the direction we want to be heading?
Well, that's all right. I think
Russell, you rest up, mate.
Thank you, mate. See you, Russell.
Good luck.
See you. Bye bye.
I'm Russell Crowe. See you later, guys.
No, I've played the hang up thing. We're done.
We're done. Oh, it's already hung up.
Yeah. Okay, see you. Back, Cozzy and Limo. SAFM.